Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we pull back the curtain on what it really takes to live a stronger, healthier, and more purpose-driven life. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and whether this is your first time tuning in or you've been with us from the start, I promise you today's episode is one that you'll carry with you after it ends. Because today, we're sitting down with a man who has impacted thousands of lives, not through trends or quick fixes, but through discipline, a community, and consistency. He's a visionary, he's a leader, and a black belt, and at the heart behind one of the most recognizable fitness movements in the Midwest and beyond, Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping. His name is Lance Farrell, the founder and CEO of FXB, and a true pioneer in merging martial arts discipline with mainstream fitness transformation. But let me take you back for a second. Before the franchises, the weight loss stats, and the national name, there was just a young man from Guthrie Center, Iowa, who fell in love with martial arts in 1980. Lance started training under Grandmaster Yong Chin Pak at Iowa State University. It wasn't long before he was not only training, but competing, eventually representing in the U.S. Olympic Sports Festival and earning silver and bronze medals. He wasn't just passionate, he was on fire. And in 1982, he began teaching Taekwondo, eventually opening his first school in Creston. But what separates Lance isn't just skill or accolades, it's vision. It's his ability to see what most people miss, that fitness isn't just physical, it's emotional, mental, and deeply personal. So in 2001, Lance launched what would become the first week 10 or FXB challenge in Des Moines. It started with just 40 people, but it sparked something. People were losing weight, but more importantly, they were finding confidence, community, and purpose. That 10-week system became a blueprint for transformation. And today, FXB has grown over 50 locations in 10 states with over 200,000 members and millions of pounds of fat lost, and more specifically, 5 million pounds of fat has been lost altogether through everybody who's done his courses. But today we're gonna unpack all of that. We'll talk about where his journey started, how it evolved into a business and a movement, and the mindset Lance believes we all need to unlock our next level. If you've ever struggled to stay on track or wondered if change is really possible, this episode is gonna light something in you. Let's get it. My guest today is the founder of Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping, a sixth-degree black belt, and a leader, a teacher, and a living example of what it means to live with power and purpose. We'll be right back after this with Lance Farrell.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Before there was 50 locations, there was one guy with a vision, a passion for martial arts, and a drive to transform the lives, Lance Farrell. Lance, thank you for coming on my show today. It's a blessing to hear you and to be able to, you know, dig some knowledge out of that brain.
Hey, Blake, thanks for having me on, man. It's an honor to be here.
Of course. I want to understand the man behind the mission, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, my folks got divorced when I was 5 years old, and I was the man of the house when I was about 10, and my mom married a farmer in western Iowa, about an hour west of Des Moines, and so I was doing farm work and stuff, and that kind of developed a work ethic in me that is kind of unique to the farm life. And then I'm growing up, and I'm watching Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon and, you know, Kung Fu, the series with Master Po with his great wisdom that he gave Kwai Chae Kang, you know. So I was really intrigued with martial arts just from what I saw on TV and found out that Iowa State University had a ISU karate club, exactly taekwondo. So I signed up for that, got started in that when I was young, 18 years old. And, man, I kind of fell in love with it. I was used to the hard work. It was in the wrestling room, so it was like 120 degrees, it felt like, in there every time I worked out. But, yeah, that's what got me going, and just started going to tournaments and having a good time with it.
You're a pretty tall guy, and I feel like you'd be considered, you know, above average height in terms of martial arts. Were you pursuing any other sports at the time?
Oh, yeah. You know, I fell in love with football when I was in high school, and I had some D3 college scholarship offers. And my senior year, last football game, playing against a rival team, I blew my knee out. And, man, once you tear your main anterior cruciate, your ACL, you're pretty much done back then. I think they can repair them these days. But that kind of blew my college scholarship ideas, and that's why I decided to get into martial arts instead. And it turned out to be a pretty good journey for me.
What was the difference? I mean, if your knee, I feel like that would be bothering your knee more, or your ACL doing martial arts and moving around the mat like that.
Yeah, it was funny because when I was in the martial arts class, I was doing push-ups, and my knee was coming out of joint doing push-ups. Now imagine that. I'm just doing a regular push-up, my knee goes out of place. So I definitely didn't have too much hold together. In fact, when I went and had a look at it, they said only holding my leg on below my knee was my quads. So they went in and did some minor surgery, moving some torn cartilage and meniscus tears on the inside and outside of my knee. And then, you know, I didn't have anything else replaced, and my knee held together pretty well doing martial arts for several years.
This might be a silly question, but did you find actually moving on the muscle and using it helped heal it a little bit faster, or do you think it made it worse?
Oh, there's no question about that. Moving on just... Our bodies are amazing. The more you work stuff, the more that it wants to repair and heal. And for somehow, my knee actually did very well without the ACL in there. And but, you know, I was running, I was training, doing a lot of running, called road work, get ready for the national competition, the taekwondo and stuff, and just bone on bone without the cartilage, ended up wearing my knee out. So about 15 years ago, I had a full knee replacement, so my right knee is now titanium. So, you know, other knee's fine. But, yeah, eventually you might wear it out. But the new technology is off the charts good, so heck, I wouldn't be afraid of that to tell anybody. Get the knee replaced if it's bothering you.
So you do taekwondo, correct?
That was my original martial art, was taekwondo at Iowa State. Then I studied Hapkido up there, which is, it's not jiu-jitsu, but there's parts of jiu-jitsu in it. And then I studied judo, which is one jiu-jitsu. Then I studied jiu-jitsu once I got out. So I've studied several different martial arts for quite a while and taught martial arts for about 20 years once I got out of Iowa State and on my own.
So which one did you choose overall? Which one do you prefer the most, and which one do you think is most beneficial for people to, you know, either use recreationally or for self-defense purposes? Because I know there's, 20 different types of martial arts out there?
Yeah, 20 is kind of a small number. There's all different versions. There's probably 20 different styles of taekwondo itself. So, yeah, there's hundreds of martial arts, and it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, the UFC really made it popular with jiu-jitsu, and, you know, wrestling is not considered martial arts, but I'd say that it is. It's really hard work. I did that for a couple of years in junior high. And, you know, it just depends what you're looking for, but I would direct people towards a good instructor because it's easy to teach the moves, like in martial arts, taekwondo, kicking, blocking, and punching. But then what are you going to learn besides that? And that's what I really got out of my martial arts training from Yongchun Park at Iowa State University, was how to be a better person. How do you develop your character through that? You know, and I think character development is really important for martial arts because you're learning a skill, and you know, you could hurt somebody or kill somebody, right? So you got to have the character of self-discipline and self-control and focus and respect. You know, those are the things that are really the key components of martial arts training.
So I'm assuming you saw a lot of character development and discipline when you first started out in martial arts, you know, you're younger. What did that do for your character development and discipline that you gained? And where do you think you would be without that?
So you're digging deep, Blake, and that's good because I actually started martial arts because of my parents' divorce when I was 5. My dad never saw him again, and so I signed up for martial arts so I could go teach him a lesson, right? I was going to kick his butt. And after hearing all these talks from my instructor about respect your parents, honor your mother and father, like, doggone it, my mom, yeah, but not my dad. Anyway, after hearing that for a few years, at age 21, I actually got a flight to Florida and went to Pompano Beach, visited my father, who I hadn't seen since I was 5, realized, you know, he wasn't such a bad guy. He knew he made some mistakes. And, so the martial arts really did change my character. And in the meantime, you know, in 1984, I was able to go to collegiate nationals and win the NCAA championship as a heavyweight division, and then moved on. And when I started teaching full time in 1989, I actually went to the U.S. Olympic Sports Festival and got a silver, and then 1991 got a bronze medal there. So it was very rewarding and very fun to actually compete in something like that.
And my dad, you, I mean, there's a bunch of other examples. I've seen sports change the lives of people, especially in bodybuilding as well, or just going to the gym. How important do you think it is for someone to have a hobby or a passion outside of, I guess, just living and going through the motions of life? I mean, I know personally myself, picking up bodybuilding was one of the best things I've ever done for myself. I don't know if you have a take on that or what. And I know you have a lot of client successes as well where they changed their life.
Yeah. You got to find out what you're passionate about, what your true purpose in life is. You know, what is it? Why did God put Blake Byrne on this earth? What is your vision? Where do you see yourself going? But then what are you good at? What's your core competency? Once you discover some of your gifts, and they're all God-given talents and gifts, in my opinion, once you discover that and you lean into it, then it's not really work. It's not, it's, you know, my martial arts became a hobby. Then it became my full-time life. But it never seemed like work because I was working long hours. But really, it was just fun. So when you find that thing that is your why, it just makes life so much more enjoyable, and it makes every day getting up to be a joy. When you wake up, you just jump out of bed and get to it, you know?
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes here. What originally inspired you to combine martial arts and a structured fitness program? Like I said, like 2 seconds ago, I saw your client successes, and you do $10,000 giveaways for over a year span of who makes, I'm assuming, the best progress or the most inspirational change. What inspired you to do that?
So that's like a whole other long conversation. Maybe we do the next segment. But it was discovered a book called Body for Life by Bill Phelps, who was a bodybuilder that just took what bodybuilders do, wrote it in a book, and so if the average person read this book, they could have the similar results as bodybuilders. So it's just basically eat right and exercise, but there's a formula to it. And we just applied that formula, started doing our bodybuilding program, and just had crazy results from people following it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with that. We're talking to Lance Farrell, 50-plus locations, and we'll be right back right after this break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're here with Lance Farrell, the founder of Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping. In the first segment, we explored how it all began. Now I want to shift gears and dig into discipline and daily structure. Now, Lance, you were trained by a
good martial artist in Iowa State. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'd like you to pronounce it for me. And I want to know what he taught you and how big of an impact that was on you.
So his name's Yong Chin Park from Seoul, South Korea. And man, without having a father growing up, and I had a stepdad that, you know, I was the farm boy that didn't want to work, so our relationship wasn't the greatest. So growing up, I really didn't have a father, so Master Park became a father figure for me. In fact, he would joke about me being his tall American son, and he's 5 foot nothing and a Korean man. But he really was a great father figure for me with the messages he delivered and just the confidence that he instilled in me, teaching me martial arts and teaching me good core values and morals for life. You know, it was really good.
Was he one of the people that kind of inspired you to start competing and going towards, Olympic trials and stuff like that?
Yeah. He's just come to my office today. So I go to his office, and I was a blue belt at the time, which is about 2 years into your martial arts training, and black belt takes another couple years. And he said, hands me a black belt. He goes, hey, I want you to go to the AU Nationals in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I want you to wear this belt. And it's like, wow, he must think I'm really good, right? So I go there with a couple of people from Iowa State. And keep in mind, Iowa State University only had two black belts at the time. And I walk into this gymnasium in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and it's got like a sea of black belts, hundreds and thousands of black belts walking around. Like, and these were legitimate black belts. They're not an imposter like me. At least I didn't think they were. And, I competed in that first tournament. My first tournament was AU Nationals. Not a good idea. If you're going to go compete, you should go to some lower-level tournaments first. Anyway, so I get in the ring with this guy, and I don't think he had much tournament experience either because we kind of patty-caked around. He ended up winning. And then I watched him fight his next match, see how they do, and he got hurt, man. The guy just killed his butt because he was so bad. I'm like, man, I'm glad I lost to that dude because the other guy would have killed me if it had been me in there. But I stuck around and I watched the rest of those matches in the heavyweight division, which division I was in, and it was really intriguing. I watched a couple guys make it clear to the top. Chris Galloway, who was 6'8", 280 pounds, fought Kim Royce, who was about 195, 6'3". And you'd think the big guy would have a huge advantage, but I watched Kim Royce pick the big guy apart with spinning back kicks, spinning hook kicks, and just the good timing, just like a surgeon. I'm like, wow, that guy is really good. And I come to find out later he was a world champion. But that inspired me so much that I went home and I got a heavy bag, one of those old Everlast heavy bags, and I flung it underneath the apple tree out in the farm in the backyard. And so I would do 25 spin back kicks with my right leg and 25 with my left, and I would do them close and I would do them far. So I would do 75 kicks total, and then I would do some other things. But that was the main thing I was really working on, to try and get that backing down so I could score with that like I watched Kim Royce do against Chris Galloway. And then that year I went to Lincoln, Nebraska, someplace in Nebraska, I think it was Lincoln, fought in my first other tournament, ended up getting the second place, got this nice trophy, and the only technique I threw was that doggone back kick, because that's what I got good at. I guess that was the only thing I had in my toolbox to use, and heck, they knew what was coming, but, it's hard to stop somebody when they practice it so much. So that was a good thing. That got me started. Then I added other kicks to my ammunition, and just went from there.
I'm curious, does being tall in martial arts, is it a positive or a negative?
Oh, it's a huge advantage, yeah, for sure, because you have more reach on people. I would say in taekwondo it's a huge advantage, in judo it's not. I'll never forget one of our good judo instructors. We had a judo program too full-time, Brett Parkhill, a very, really short guy. One time I was messing around doing my taekwondo, he's doing a judo, and I said, hey, Brett, let's grapple a little bit, let's do some judo. He threw me around like a sack of potatoes because he had such a lower center of gravity. And that was a huge wake-up call for me that, man, judo is a whole different art.
So, what is the difference in a lot of the art forms? I mean, are they really that different to the point where if you master one and you go try a different one, is it really just night and day?
It is. I mean, an athlete is an athlete to a certain degree, but you're specializing in certain things. So taekwondo specializes in kicking. In fact, the hand techniques, I would say, are really lacking in taekwondo. So you're not going to be a very good boxer if you do taekwondo because it's so focused on the kicking. And you would think you could do more than just one thing, be proficient at it, but when I started watching the UFC matches, I was looking at things from a taekwondo perspective, thinking, man, why are these guys letting them get so close to them? Because when you use your legs, you can keep people farther away. And I saw some good, like John Jones was a good kicking UFC guy, and he did really well with that. And I think several of the guys that I fought in the Nationals in taekwondo would have also done well at UFC. But once they grab you, then you better have some good jiu-jitsu, because then your kicking's all over with. So jiu-jitsu is more of the grappling style, and you're on the ground, and, man, that's totally valuable, too, if you get on the ground. It's like you better know some good jiu-jitsu for that.
So I want to shift it a little bit. You're what is it called? A six black belt? What is the correct terminology for that?
So it'd be six down black belt. Yeah, six to be black belt.
What type of discipline does that take? You said it takes a few years to even get to your black belt. So what stage are you at?
Yeah, so it takes 4 years to get a black belt, and then two more years to get second degree, three more years to get third degree, four more years to get fourth degree. And up to second degree are considered warriors, and then third and fourth degree are considered teachers. So when you're at that level, you're supposed to be teaching martial arts and helping other people, and the success of your students is how you promote after that. So fifth and sixth degree then are philosophers. That's when you're old and you have a bad knee like me, you know, and then you're not doing it as much.
So what type of discipline does that take, and what was the mindset that got you to the point that you're at?
It's just the discipline of showing up and doing the basics over and over and over again. And I think that's a good metaphor for life. You want to be good at anything, you got to practice the basics. What are you doing? What do you want to get at? What's your why? What's your vision? And then dig into the basics and master the basics. If you master the basics, then you can become an expert at anything. But it's all about the basics. And a lot of people lose sight of that.
So I want to jump into Farrell's and the company that you own. If you just describe me, what does Farrell stand for?
So we're jumping into the Farrell Industry and Body Shaping now.
Yes. So not necessarily your last name, but like what as a company, what does Farrell stand for?
So our vision is to really help people live happy, healthy, more productive lives. And that's really the key to it. And it's through coaching and helping people develop the discipline in themselves. We want to teach them how to live healthy for life and do that, even if they're not in our program, teach them the process that they can follow for the rest of their lives and not have to feel like they can't have success. Because being healthy is a simple program, simple process, and a lot of people just need a little bit of a nudge or a little bit of coaching to get there.
And how did your own experiences with discipline and failure shape the foundation of, I guess, what Farrell stands for today?
You know, I go back to when I was like seventh grade before I went out for wrestling. I went out for seventh grade, I got pinned like every time because my grandma called me husky, a little heavy. And so next summer I lost 20 pounds with my mom, went on the Weight Watchers diet, lost 20 pounds, and then went back and I won about half my matches probably in eighth grade. But I realized then that having the discipline to watch my nutrition and keep exercising was back then really made a difference in my life, because my classmates in school, now they'd like come up to me, didn't hardly recognize me because of that change that I made. And growing up with a stutter and overweight, I was picked on a little bit. That really helped my self-esteem a lot. So that's what we want to do for other people that walk in, that have the deer in the headlights look, that don't have good self-esteem, that have tried everything under the sun to get in better shape and not had success. We want to help them achieve that success so they can start looking at themselves in the mirror with a smile on their face instead of having to take five steps back so they like what they see. They can look at themselves and say, hey, I like that person in the mirror.
Yeah, build confidence along the way. That's something that I didn't do. I wasn't proud of myself until I got my goal instead of enjoying the journey along the way. How did your first class at Farrell's, what was that like, and how do you know you were on to something bigger?
So I'll go back to, I told you when I started watching Bruce Lee and Kung Fu with David Carey and stuff, I got excited about martial arts. Well, when I started teaching martial arts, then Karate Kid came out, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out, so we had a lot of people come in and excited about that. Well, the movie industry did it again for us because Billy Blank started doing Taibo. Taibo was like a taekwondo-based kickboxing thing that you would do to music, and he had his DVDs out there that all these women are buying. Well, about late 90s, we're getting these phone calls from women saying, hey, I want to do kickboxing. Well, for us, that was like a knockout win. Why does women want to do that? That doesn't make any sense. But then we figured out it was the Taibo they were interested in doing. So then in 1998, we started offering Taibo-type classes through kickboxing before we started our body shaping, and we had just a ton of interest because it was all over the TV. And so we kind of molded our program to see what people wanted at the time, and I think you can call it luck or whatever, but we're at the right place at the right time. And then did that for 1998, but then people really weren't changing the physical appearance that much. They weren't losing body fat, so we knew there was more to it. In 2000, I got that book, Body for Life, I was talking about by Bill Phillips, and we just applied that, started our program in 2001, and then just watched people transform. It was crazy.
I love it. I love it. We're talking to Lance Farrell. We'll be right back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll see you in a sec.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Yeah. Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we've covered a lot already with Lance Farrell, from his martial arts roots to the mindset that built FXB into a life-changing system for thousands. Now, Lance, I heard you have a book. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, the book's called Live at Level 10, and I just wrote that a few years ago because I thought, you know, I'm going to share some of these stories, some of the stories that I'm sharing with you about wrestling in junior high and how my grandfather said I wouldn't let those boys throw me, that inspired me to lose the 20 pounds, and just several stories about people that have been through our program. Gosh, we've had, as you mentioned, thousands, we've had about 400,000 people go through our program. We've had it going for almost 25 years now, and every 10-week session, we actually give away $1,000 to the most transformed person, and then over a year, we give away $10,000 to the most transformed in 1 year. So we've had actually given away $2.5 million over the past 24 years. And what's interesting, we track everything, too, and we've helped people lose a total of 5 million pounds of body fat over the past almost 25 years, which is two Olympic-sized swimming pools filled with fat. Don't dive into that.
So I have a lot of questions following up with that, but what's the biggest principle that you teach in your book, or I guess the biggest takeaway that you want someone to take from your book?
It's really that anybody can do it. Anybody, no matter what their history, no matter what they've tried having a success with, anybody can get a better body. And if you change your body, you change your whole image. You look in the mirror, you feel better about yourself, and you can smile. You can smile at yourself, you can smile at other people. So you're just the light for the people when you get closer to your fitness goals. And actually just making progress.
And you and your company have helped people lose over 5 million pounds of fat, which is insane to think about. That kind of leads into a question that I forgot to ask is discipline, can you teach discipline? And if you can, how do you go about that? Because you don't just help people lose 5 million pounds of fat by just taking them through a simple process. They have to be dedicated themselves.
Yeah, so I think you can teach it. And we like to sit down with people individually and go through what their goals are, what they'd like to achieve. And then we assign an accountability coach to each person that comes in and does our 10-week session. So that coach has been through our program, so they know they've experienced it, so they can help coach that person in the helping class and stuff. But the main thing is that person misses a class, that coach is getting on the phone and calling them and say, hey, are you okay? I didn't see you in class today or yesterday. And that level of accountability helps that person get on the right track. The other thing is people think it's a lot, but we have people show up 6 days a week. They get Sunday off, but we want them to show up 6 days a week because then the habit of coming every day at 5 o'clock or every day at 6 o'clock in the morning or every day at 4:30 p.m., whatever that time is, they get in that habit. And once you start creating that positive habit, 21 days to make a habit, then you're off and running. And it's our job to encourage them. So are we changing their self-discipline? I think so. I think we're adding to that accountability, the self-accountability. And just like Master Pog did with me with those talks after class when I'm all sweaty, and he's talking about respecting your parents and doing the dishes when you go home for Thanksgiving and, doing random acts of kindness for people. We have a theme every week in our session too. The first theme is goals. The last theme is believe. And then we have commitment in there. We have dedication. We have discipline. And we have all those different themes throughout the 10 weeks that our instructors talk about throughout the classes in those 10 weeks and then in between the sessions too.
So people know how to avoid this. What's the biggest reason you see people fail or come short of their goals? Or I guess altogether just kind of quit or stop showing up for their sessions?
There's a multitude of reasons, and it's sad because we want to have everybody start the 10 weeks. We want to have all of them finish. And our percentage is probably about 80% that start the 10 weeks, finish the 10 weeks, and then about half of those continue on in the program. The ones that stop, I think I hate to say they're lazy. Sometimes that's it. Sometimes they just lose the ability to probably lose sight of their goal. I think that's the biggest thing. They just lose sight of their goal because if they just follow this process, it works, and they have to give it time. Sometimes they might not get enough time. They're 5 weeks into it, and what's interesting is, because you're in bodybuilding, muscle weighs more than fat, so I had a gal the other day, she was all disappointed. Her weight didn't change. We have an in-body machine, so we can tell them what the percent muscle is, body fat, all that. jobs on the InBody, it's got to measure your weight too, and her weight had not changed. But she had gained 3 pounds of muscle, and she'd lost 3 percentage points of body fat, which is amazing in 5 weeks. And I said, man, what you've done is amazing. That's great results. You should be proud. I had to talk her off the cliff because she's working so hard. She thought she should have lost some pounds, but the pounds don't matter. It's what you do with your body. And her clothes are fitting better, clearly.
Yeah, one of the big things that I talked about on a TikTok video that I made is there's a difference between fat loss and weight loss. Weight loss is you're losing just, I mean, weight in your body. Fat loss is you're, you know, preferably putting on muscle and losing the fat that needs to come off. But I have a curious question for you, and I want to know your opinion on it. Do you think a goal or a why is more important? And what I mean by that, do you think someone having a goal of 20 pounds, I want to lose 20 pounds in 2 months, or do you think having a, I'm going to do this for this person, or I'm going to do it for this reason is more important?
The why is far more important, and it's more long-lasting, and it will get people through struggles, whereas a goal won't get you through a big struggle that comes up. If your why is strong enough, because I want to be healthy and want to play with my grandkids someday and be around for them, that's a really good why. Whereas losing 20 pounds is a little bit vague. You know, it isn't specific, but if there's nothing behind it, it's just a random number, then the chances of something happening, oh, I feel tired today, I'm a little sore, you know, whatever, then it's easy to just drop the goal and just forget about it. And that's probably what happens when people drop in our program or any other exercise program, is they just lost track of their why or didn't have a strong enough one to start with.
So that kind of brings me to this. What does structure play in long-term transformation, both mentally and physically? I know you said when people come in, they get a personalized person to help them sit down and figure out their plan. Now, what does that structure look like?
It's very simple. As far as we do, we just sit down with them and go through some simple forms, but it's just teaching them to eat every 2.5-3 hours is our process. So you're going to eat protein and carbs every 2.5-3 hours, some vegetables in there at least 2-3 times a day, and then drink at least 80 ounces of water a day, and then move, get some exercise in. But we're just simply teaching the body to burn instead of store. And the best way to gain weight is to eat one big meal a day. That's the best way to gain fat. The best way to lose fat is to eat all day long, like a little 5-year-old who doesn't even know any better. He's so skinny. Why is he so skinny? He eats all the time. Well, you just answered your own question, because he eats all the time, because his body knows he doesn't have to store anything.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Do you have a client success story that kind of hits home for you personally that just makes you proud of you know, how far you've came with your business and, you know, showing people that there's a better life to live?
You know, I just think if it was all me, you know, we had 67 locations before COVID, and now we're down to 47 because of the COVID. I'll blame COVID on that. But our locations are strong. But I think if it was just me, what I'm doing, I'd have one location teaching all the classes myself. I think it's bigger than me. I think it's providential. And I think the reason we're able to help so many people lose all that body fat is just because, you know, I'm being obedient with what I should be doing with my why. And that's what motivates me. When I see somebody that's had a great transformation, it just fuels my fire to do it more.
And when you look back at where it all started, just one location in you, did you think you would have came this far?
Oh, no. I actually wanted to expand the martial arts because I saw the value that it had for me, and I saw what it had for other people. I had parents tell me how some of their kids had a new lease on life because of the training, because of the talks they'd heard me give. So my goal was to franchise the martial arts, but when it takes 4 years to get a black belt and that's your instructor, then it's a slow growth type model. But, yeah, so this is just a little more exponential growth with what we're doing and getting out to people. But with, you know, right now 42% of the United States are obese. People are obese. So I feel like I'm just throwing one starfish back at a time, you know, not making much of a dent.
What do you think's going to counteract that obesity rate? Because it is honestly pretty crazy.
I think people have to start caring more about where they're at personally. And it's not about how you look. It's about how you feel and living life at level 10, like the title of the book I wrote. People really have to want to have a better life and to care about that, realize how important that is. I've had so many people tell me after they start our program that before they started, they didn't know they could feel this good. and now they're feeling great. But they didn't know that. They were feeling bad all the time and not knowing it just because they didn't know what good felt like. That's, to me, that's really sad. Mm. A lot of people walk around there feeling like crap. They don't even know how good they could feel if they would just start moving a little bit and clean up their diet, just a little bit even.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, people don't know what feeling good feels like until they felt that way, and a lot of people have never felt that way. We got a little under 4 minutes here, so I'm going to fire just a few questions at you, depending on how quick you answer these or not. How do you stay so healthy at 60? What do you do, and what are some, you know, daily habits that you kind of contribute to that?
Well, Blake, first of all, thank you for calling me 60. I'm 70. I'm just kidding. I'm 63. And I just live the program. I just eat several small meals a day, and I move every day with exercise. I live our program, and it's just a good habit I got into doing this a long time ago. I'm just thankful I don't have to cut down to middleweight in Taekwondo, which is why I competed at last, and try and weigh 182.6 at 6'5". That's too light of a weight for me.
Yeah. And if you had to give yourself, your younger self, any advice, what would you have said to him?
You know, just try to give without expecting back. Give without receiving, and receive without forgetting, kind of philosophy. Give people things without expecting anything back, just to be that good person and receive without forgetting. When somebody gives you something, be thankful for that and just show appreciation. And just try and keep an attitude of gratitude more or sooner. My life's changed to the positive. Every time I've embraced an attitude of gratitude, things usually go really well, or they go better than they were.
What was the experience like competing in the Olympic trials?
Oh, man, that was the highlight of my life. That was a great season. It was fun to compete against the best. And, you know, I didn't make the Olympics, but I was beat by 1988 Olympic gold medalist Jimmy Kim in, before those Olympics, 87. Then I was beat by Herb Perez in the team trials in 89 and 91. He went to the Olympics and got a gold in 92. And just being able to get in the ring with them and compete, I didn't get the gold medal, but I got the gold experience. And the gold value of that experience is the true gold is having the journey and the things that develop you along the way. That's the true gold in my mind.
And was that your framework back then, or did you think of it a little differently back then?
Oh, to me, it was like win at all costs back then. Nothing was important except winning that gold medal. But then when you think about it later, yeah, there was true value in actually just getting in the ring with those guys.
And what was your biggest takeaways from those moments, and how did it kind of shape you from there?
I really liked getting in the ring and sparring with our developing students, the ones that weren't at that Olympic level, but that were trying to, that had the goal of making the Olympic team, the young kids. I really valued helping them and seeing them progress. As a coach with these young kids, I was more proud to see their success than I ever was with my own success.
Awesome. We probably got 30 seconds here. What's next for Lance Farrell?
Well, I'm still learning, so I hope to just see what comes up next season of life, just keep trying to help people and let God guide my footsteps.
Awesome. Well, Lance, thank you Thank you so much for joining me today, and I appreciate your time.
Blake, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Keep up the good work.
Of course. I appreciate it. You guys are tuning in to Live Better, and I'll be right back after this with my closing statement. See you in a sec.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Today we have the privilege of hearing from Lance Farrell, a man whose story is as grounded as it is inspiring. Thank you guys for tuning in to Live Better, and thank you for hearing our story. Lance, from training in Taekwondo under Grandmaster Pak at Iowa State to starting classes in small town Iowa to founding a nationwide franchise with over 200,000 members, Lance has lived a life rooted in discipline, service, and a deep desire to help people change. What started with martial arts evolved into something far greater, a community driven by fitness, movement, and that doesn't just focus on the physical, but on the mental and emotional and the spiritual transformation that comes when people are challenged and supported at the same time. Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping isn't just a gym, it's a system, one built on structure, accountability, and consistency and care, and it's that foundation that's helped millions of pounds be lost, thousands of lives be transformed, and a lifelong friendships be formed. But beyond the workouts, the nutrition plans, and the 10-week challenges, today reminded me that the core of real change is a mindset shift. It's the moment someone stops thinking, I can't, and starts believing that maybe they can. And then with the right people around them, they do. Lance built a platform where people could find that belief in themselves. He built something that outlives a gym membership and something that stays with people longer after they leave the mat or the weight room. And for any of you listening who are at their starting point, maybe you felt stuck, maybe you're tired, maybe you don't think it's possible, let today be a reminder that change is always possible and it won't be easy, but it will be worth it. And everyone tuning in, I hope today sparks something inside you, and I hope you leave this conversation not just informed, but empowered. Until next time, keep showing up, keep doing the work, and as always, keep striving to live better. I'm Blake Byrne, and I'll see you next week.